Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Transition. None on earth unmoved can stay.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Yes, we will hold on to God's unchanging hand because he never leave us nor forsake us because his right hand is continuously holding us up. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He woke us up this morning, clothing our right mind, reminding us who we are, who he belongs to. Oh, we're going to hold on, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. See, we welcome you, Holy Spirit, with a humble heart and stretched our arms this morning. Ask you to have your way this day, Lord God. Order our footsteps, lead and direct us in all truth, Lord God. Oh, we say thank you. We holding on to your unchanging hand. We holding on to you, Lord God. Because without you, Father God, we are absolutely nothing. Without you, Father God, we can do absolutely nothing. But with you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we holding on, huh? We holding on, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. Because this is the day the Lord has made. And we choose to rejoice and be glad in it, huh? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We come to plead the blood, the healing blood, huh? The delivering blood, huh? The redeeming. Demon blood, hallelujah, over this line to drive out every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit and welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Father, we come to welcome you in our services on today, from the pulpit to the back door to the children's church on today. Have your way, Lord God. We come pleading the blood over the atmosphere. Hallelujah, because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. Oh, we come plead the blood over the atmosphere today, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We didn't get a 911 call on last night. We say thank you. Our loved ones are still in the land of living with us, and we say thank you. We thank you for all our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. We say thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Put the right people in all our paths, Lord God. Hallelujah. We need the right people in our path to strengthen us, Lord God. And we say thank you. We plead the blood over our neighborhoods today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. To drive out every spirit in our neighborhood that's not of the Holy Spirit. We say have your way today, Lord God. We plead the blood over every nursing home, every system living, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Do a Shonda, hallelujah, do a turnaround in the nursing homes on today. Do a turnaround in our neighborhoods today, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Everything in me will praise the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we bless your name, Lord God. We say thank you for the going through. I praise you for the bringing us out with our heads up and our hands up. Your word said we will go through the water, we will not drown. We'll go through the fire, we will not burn. You're bringing us out with our heads up and our hands up. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over all means of transportation today, from airplanes to trains to buses to cars today, Lord God. We say thank you. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus over the highways today, Lord God, binding up accidents to your people and around your people today, Lord God. Your word says what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we loose on earth is loose in heaven. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we loosen the peace of God on earth today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we loosen his safety on earth today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So we ask you to have your way today. We lift up the visionary of this line, Lord God, as he pour out to your people all over the land. Continuously pour back into him, Lord God. Continuously to strengthen him, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, continue to strengthen his family, Lord God, from the oldest to the youngest today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, we just thank you for your arms constantly around us, Lord God, keeping us, Lord God, safe from seen and unseen danger, seen and unseen sickness. Oh, we say have your way today. We plead the blood of Jesus over the White House today, Lord God. over the president and the vice president, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we ask you to do a new thing for him right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood over his mind today, Lord God. Drive out everything in his mind that's not of you, Lord God. All we say thank you right now for building his mind up, building his body up in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father God. You say no weapon formed against your people shall prosper, every tongue rise up shall be condemned. Oh, we say thank you for your promises, Lord God. Thank you for being a promise keeper today, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we just bless your name today. We plead the blood over every hospital, Lord God. Every hospital, every children's hospital, Lord God, in every city, in every state, through the nation, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Do a Shonda. Do a turnaround for them, God, that only you can do, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for your healing power over Sue, Lord God, in Saginaw, Michigan, God. Continuously strengthen her body, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, and we give you the praise, we give you the glory. Continuously strengthen my cousin Nella May, Lord God. Have your way today, God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. Have your way, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today for the activity of our limbs. A roof over our heads, we say thank you. Clothes on our back, we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. Lift up Rita and her child family to you today, Father God. Continuously draw them closer to you, Lord God. Continuously to meet every need they stand in need of. And I say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, God. We just come to magnify your name today. We come to cast all our cares on your shoulder today because it's equipped to carry every burden and every weight. And we say thank you. Your word say, come to me, all ye heavy laden, and you will give us rest. So we come in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and we praise you for rest today in the midst of storms around us, God. And we say thank you. And we ask all these blessings in your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, we glorify you, Most High God. We thank you, Father. We honor you, we praise you, and we glorify you for what you have done and the things that you are doing now in the lives of your people. Oh, we thank you and honor you for keeping us and strengthening us. Oh, praise you, Father God, for those who like you. You awesome God. Oh, you're God of all creation, oh Father. I can have said in her, oh Father. All things, oh Father, created by you, Father. Oh, God, yes, yeah, thank you, oh Father God. But there's no one like you, oh Father. Oh, we thank you for invading our entire being, oh Father God. Exposing the darkness that is within us, oh Father God. And shining your light upon it, oh Father God. For your healing, for your correctness, for your steadfastness, for everything that that you will need, oh Father God, in this dispensation, speaking of within your life. We thank you, oh Father God, for being so caring, oh Father. We thank you, oh Father God, for loving us the way that you love us, oh Father God, because unfortunately we don't even love ourselves, oh Father God. Glorify you, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, for what you're doing in this dispensation, speaking of time. We thank you, O Father God, for preparing us for this season also, O Father. O Father God, we thank you for your armor, O Father God, being gently and fitted upon us, O Father God, where there's no cracks, O Father God, where the enemy may be able to come in and sneak in from unawares, O Father God. Oh, we thank you for the helmet of salvation, O Father God. Oh, we thank you for the whole armor, O Father God, that you have given us, oh Father God, to apply, oh Father God, to put on in our daily lives, oh Father God, to fight against those things, oh Father God, that the enemy throws at your people, oh Father God. Oh, thank you, oh Father God, again, oh Father God, for creating, oh Father God, those things within us, oh Father God, so that we may not stumble, we may not fall, oh Father God. We even be dismayed, oh Father God, because of the things that you have place within us to stand strong, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God. Thank you for your healing, oh, Father God, mentally, physically, and spiritually, oh, Father God. Consciously, unconsciously, and subconsciously, oh, Father God, washing us, oh, God, with the water of your word, oh, Father God. Thank you, Father God, because you are, oh, Father God, the Father of all creation, oh, Father God. And we thank you for preparing us also, oh, Father God, and feeding us, oh, Father God, in heavenly places, oh, Father God, and for blessing your children, oh, Father God, with all spiritual blessings, oh, Father God, that is needed in this dispensation season and time and what we are approaching, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for your understanding of your word, oh, Father God, in ways that we have never understood it before, oh, Father God, but you have revealed, oh, Father God, what you are doing, how you are doing, and when you're going to do it, oh, Father God, so that we, oh, Father God, will not be tossed to and fro, oh, Father God, on everything that we may or hear. But through the hearing, oh, Father God, you have filtered, oh, that we hear your voice and your voice only, oh, Father God, with the voice of a stranger and another, in the way it has been dispensed in the world, oh, Father God, we do not follow the ways of the world, the system of the world, but we follow you, oh, Father God. And we, oh, Father God, as your servants, oh, Father God, we take our authority, oh, Father God, and what you have given us, the knowledge you have given us, and the wisdom that you have given us, oh, Father God, to bind, blind, and mute, and deafen every foul, unclean spirit of Satan's kingdom, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for giving us that authority, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, thank you for giving us the authority over the principalities, oh, Father God, that is in heavenly places, oh, Father God, that the powers of darkness that is rushing, oh, Father God, to get their agenda and plan moving, oh, Father God, that you have given us the ability, oh, Father God, to be not just ahead, but days ahead of him, oh, Father God, and what he's trying to do, oh, Father God. We come against the powers of darkness, oh, Father God, and heavenly places. We come against the spirit of demons, oh, Father God, the fallen angels, even in this season, oh, Father God, the hybrids, the AI, the multidimensional spirits that come against, oh, Father God, people, home, family, and health, and prosperity, and the mental maturity, oh, Father God, that the enemy even try to come against our relationships, our jobs, oh, Father God, with forcing some individuals to make dire decisions, oh, Father God, but it's not dire, oh, Father God, in decisions that they are make, because they are making their decisions according to your word, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for those individuals standing strong, oh, Father God, that even in this time, oh, Father God, it tries to come against their health, oh, Father God, which in turn, oh, Father God, may come against their prosperity. And we ask, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, that you will strengthen those individuals, oh, Father God, that may have to make decisions, oh, Father God, in this dispensation, season, and time, oh, Father God, that is not, oh, Father God, in the direction that the world wants them to take, but the direction, oh, Father God, by standing upon your word and the foundation of pillars that you have placed within them, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, because the enemy, oh, Father God, in those areas, oh, Father God, of the world comes against the individual houses, oh, Father God, which in turn comes against their family, their health, oh, Father God, even through the stress, oh, Father God. But we thank you, oh, Father God, that you, oh, Father God, that lives within us, oh, Father God, kingdom is expanding within us, inwardly and outwardly, oh, Father God. And those are spirits, oh, Father God, that are trying to come upon the people in this season and time, oh, Father God, we cast those spirits down and send them to the dry places, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Name. And also, Father God, we call this destructive fire, oh, Father God, of all satanic organizations, oh, Father God, occult governs corporations, businesses, and governments, religions, oh, Father God, Ponzi schemes, oh, Father God, human smuggling, oh, Father God, sodomy, pornography, the high places of Satan that he have established here upon the earth, oh, Father God, for the people in power, oh, Father God. I ask that you would touch their conscience, oh, Father God, and cast those things down, oh, Father God. Expose the enemy, oh, Father God, that is working in those areas in the lives, Father God, of those people that have high place positions and who make decisions, oh, Father God, for the people of this world, oh, Father God. Father God, we ask that you would touch them, oh, Father God. Let them see, oh, Father God, what will happen, oh, Father God, by certain choices and decisions, oh, Father God, that they make and how it affects, oh, Father God, your people, oh, Father God. Give them a stalled experience, oh, Father God, that they may know, oh, Father God, the depth, oh, Father God, and the power, oh, Father God, that you have, oh, Father God, and that you are not hidden. You are able and you are strong and mighty, oh, Father God, and you use wisdom in all that you do, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for the way that you move and the way that you're moving up in your people, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we come against all the supporting agendas, the media, even the propaganda, oh, Father God, that is going out throughout the land, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for shielding us and keeping us, oh, Father God, preparing us, oh, Father God, for the season, oh, Father God, that we are approaching, oh, Father God, so that things, oh, Father God, that the enemy may try to do to your people, oh, Father God, by your blood, your covering, and what Yahshua HaMashiach done upon Calvary, it is done. And those things that the enemy tried to do to your people, oh, Father God, will not happen because it will pass over, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for the power, oh, Father God, that you're going to emanate in this season, oh, Father God, and showing yourself strong, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, let those things that come nigh thy dwelling, oh, Father God, be dismantled and dismayed, oh, Father God. Because even when Moses, oh, Father God, he went to Pharaoh, oh, Father God, and Father God told him to throw out his staff, oh, Father God, and it turned into a snake, oh, Father God. Or the Egyptians done the same thing, oh, Father God. But one thing we can say about the power of God, the power and the owner and the creator of all things, oh, Father God, thank you, because the snake that Moses' staff laid down and came to be a snake, it ate the Egyptian snakes, oh, Father God. And that's how glorious and powerful you are, oh, Father God, for the things, oh, Father God, in each and every individual life, oh, Father God. We thank you for your power being shown. We thank you for showing yourself strong. We thank you for blessing your. We thank you for your hedge of protection, oh, Father God, as you settle the foundation, oh, Father God, in each and every one of us, oh, Father God, in this coming season, so that we won't be tossed to and fro. But the voice of a stranger we will not hear. We will hear your voice and your voice only, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for what you're doing. We love you. We honor you. We glorify you, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. And we bless your holy name. Shalom.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
You are not flesh and bone. You are not weak or slow. You're everything brave and bold, and you're fighting for us. fortune, you fiercely defend us. So we stand liberty, you're fighting for us. Always fighting for us.
God bless you and top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am Prophet and Teacher Lorraine Matthews, and I welcome each and every one of you all for joining us on this day. And surely we're in for a treat on this day. And we give God all the praise, the glory, honor for who he is in us and through us. And certainly thank you, intercessors. Thank you, ministry gifts that came forth and prayed and stood on the word of God through prayer, overruling the kingdom of darkness through your prayer life. I bless the Lord for you on today. And I always say I don't take lightly men of God and women of God that are so dedicated to intercession and to the place of prayer. We're blessing the Lord for you and you on this day, and honoring God for what he's doing in your life. Blessing God for it. All right, we've been sharing and teaching for a while in the area Book of Daniel. We're not going to be going there today. We're going to go in another direction. We're going to be sharing and teaching from another place on today. And I just bless the Lord for all that the Lord is doing, where he's taking us on this day, and blessing the men and women of God. And surely it's through the word of God that we're experiencing breakthrough, healing, miracles, and signs is one that it's only through the very strength and power of God that we're able to survive these times and tests that we're dealing with and the challenges that's coming upon the land. So we have to be really strong in a time when the enemy is pulling out every stop against the mind of God's people. If you are one of the men and women of God who's been faithful to the Lord, the enemy is playing on anything that can subtract you and not add to you. He's planning on anything that will try to subtract God's people from getting to this next place. And the word of the Lord God, pray with me if you would. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for this day. We honor you for all that you're doing in this season that you have us in. Let your perfect will be done on this day, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cover our thoughts and our mind, Lord Jesus. Revolutionize us. Continue to use us for your glory. Father, we thank you for it right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. All right, we've got to move into the word of the Lord God in this time that we're in. Many of us, we're experiencing in this season that we're in, the enemy is playing on trying to get us to go back on our word to God. He's trying to play on many people to make us go back. But how many know that it's only through the power of God that we're able to stay steadfast and immovable in the things of God? The theme of the enemy is to kill, steal, and destroy. That's always been defined in the word of God. So he's doing everything in his power to make us digress instead of progress in God's hand. But you have to continue to be strong and steadfast in the things of the Lord God for your life and your destiny and your purpose. Amen. Let's move into the word of the Lord God on today. Most of you who've been following us, we've been sharing. We actually shared, been teaching on the book of Daniel. And we talked about some powerful points on last week from the book of Daniel. However, we're not going to go there today. We're going to move right into the book of Romans, the book of Romans chapter number 8, Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 1, Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 1. I try to teach a little bit when I'm sharing the word of God. I think right now it's time for the teachers to come up, rise to the occasion. Anyone that teaches It's time for you to rise to the occasion. If you're a teacher, it's time to move from that last finger into the forefront, because God needs teachers right now to be able to teach the Word of God. What we hear now, many of it is connected to water down or literally to make you feel good. It's not a time to try to make anybody feel good. It's time to bring you into the place of operating in the things of God so your life can be connected to the Word of God and to the purpose of God. Romans is in the New Testament, is right after the book of Acts, and you'll find that this particular book introduces Paul to the Roman church or to Rome, and to give the people an example of a message before his arrival. Paul was known as a pivotal writer. Paul wrote tremendous books of the Bible, and Paul understood 16 different languages. Paul's greatest experience came in the book of Romans chapter number, the book of Acts chapter number 9, when he had a Damascus experience and he was introduced to Yeshua by way of a sound. Notice now, we introduced him by way of a sound because he asked, "Who art thou?" And he heard a voice. So Paul's introduction was not an actual view of Jesus. He heard a sound of Jesus. And most people in the body of Christ, our introduction to the presence of God and our relationship with God is based upon hearing a voice from God. I'm going to go to the mountain real early today. I've been sleeping on probably about 4 hours in the last 48 hours. So I have to move to this real quickly because we got to come back at 11 o'clock. So you all stay with me, praying with me, appreciate it. And Paul understood, or his name was Saul at that time. His introduction to God was by way of hearing from God. And most of us who are believers, our introduction to God is being able to hear or being open for God to communicate with us. And the success of any believer in the hour that we're in is to be able to hear specifically and directly from God. Many of us, you will not see God personally because he's spirit. But if you open the moment you open your life up to God totally, you have a visitation from your very view of yourself, because in him and through him is the presence and the glory of God. You will experience God in him through you. You are a vessel that he will use. You will find out being a vessel that he will use in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 4 and verse number 7. He said, you have a treasure in an earthen vessel. Paul brings it to the mysterious to introduce us to knowing that in us is a treasure chest. And in that treasure chest is the power of God that's in us, working with us in every area of our life. Our human body is a strategy to the deity in the presence of God, not a tragedy, a strategy to the presence of God. And so Paul's introduction to the Lord came in the book of Acts chapter number 9, when he meets the Lord on Damascus. But Paul was given a letter. He was given a letter by the high priest. So if he was given a letter by the high priest, then there was the religious order that was coming against the presence of the people of God. In the Old Testament, you will find out in ancient mysticism, ancient mythology, they always use a certain deity as the image of their God. And they will use these certain deities as the image of their God to represent the God that they serve. In every dispensation of the world, demons present their God. They will present their God as an image that the people will follow. But if you are a true believer now, you have to follow the sound of God and not an image of man or an image for which man have created. For centuries, the Word of God has been confused by people who have followed image instead of a presence. And in the book of Romans chapter number 8, you will find out that the enemy assault against you is the plot to stop you. Look at somebody say, the enemy is trying to plot to stop me. Enter the word of the Lord God in Romans chapter number 8, verse number 1. Romans 8:1. We're going to bless the people of God, Romans 8:1. Now, you will find out that each particular chapter is coded and encrypted. Now, to understand the word of God, you must understand it from a revelation. God has to reveal himself through us. And in revealing himself, he takes us from chapter 7 from understanding the power of no longer being bound by letter, but being operated through the presence. So chapter 7 closes us out with bringing us to understand that it's the letter that killeth, but the spirit gives life. And through the spirit of God, there is liberty, or we're free from the guilt, shame of the hand of the enemy. Chapter 5 opens us up to let us know that the sin power breaks the will of the presence of purpose. If you operate in the power of God, sin cannot stop the purpose of your life. I'm going backwards, but I'm going to take you forward. Chapter 5 tells us to have faith in God in the middle of adversity, but in the challenges that come, remain joyful and steadfast. Chapter 4 talks about the Abrahamic bloodline and being able to be justified by having faith in God. Faith overrules fear. If you're fearful, faith cannot be your friend. If you operate in faith, miracles will captivate you and catapult you into the supernatural. Chapter 3 opens us up talking about remaining faithful to God. In anything that you do, remain faithful, saints of God. Remain steadfast in God. Remain unremovable, abounding in the word of God. Chapter 2, God is dealing with the sin nature and the judgment against sin that he's going to already fulfill through ultimately Yeshua, his assignment and his mandate. Chapter 1 opens us up with dealing with the debauchery and ancient altars and demonic spirits and how sin operate through humanity and how people are using the word love. God loves me in spite of who I am, absolutely unequivocally. But God does not like lifestyle. God does not like anybody that create a picture of a demonic force in operation. Can I go a little deeper? Let me tell you something about God. See, one thing about God, God does not have an identity crisis. God knows who's a male, and God knows who's a female, and God knows who's a female, and God knows who's a male. God knows the role of the woman, and God knows the role of the man. God have not changed the role of the man or the woman. God have changed the role of the child and the adult. God have not changed his roles in life. It's society that have created system to make people get out of their place in the role. Well, the whole entire world is out of place. People are in position that they shouldn't be. People are playing roles that was not designed for them mentally, physically, or even spiritually. However, because of people that are not in their position, whether the husband or the wife, someone must play that role. And then some people don't want to give up that role because that's what they want and that's what they like. Now, I want people to understand that when God created us, he created us in the image of him and the likeness of him. He made him male and female, and he made them one in him. So everything that you see about God is created and established by God and for God. So when you see a man and another man together hugging and kissing and saying they love each other, no, the debauchery of the organs in their body have been defined by a demonic fallen angel, Nephilim, which means fallen, that have overtaken them with the lust of the flesh. The lust, when you see a woman connect with another woman and fall in love with her, so she says it is not love, it's a demonic spirit that is operating. That's what chapter number 1 is about, to bring them out of the spirit, or the spirit that's operating through the inner gate of the eye, or the lust of the flesh. See, what we understand, when you look at the word lust, the word lust, L-U-S-T, come from the word luxury. Whatever you enjoy, that is what you desire. So you get the word lust out of that. That's what you get, luxury, lust. And so people are following the luxury out of the flesh to have lust. Now, let's go to Romans chapter number 8 and bring us on in from that place. Romans chapter number 8, verses number 1. Romans 8 and verse number 1. I hope you've been blessed so far this day. into the word of the Lord God. Romans chapter number 8, verse number 1. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation. No condemnation. No condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, excuse me, but after the Spirit. Notice he said, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life is, or the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made us free from the law of sin, or the letter that was against us through sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, the law was weak through the flesh, God sent his own son in the likeness of a sinful flesh, Sisnuk, for the sin, condemned sin in the flesh. In other words, condemned it in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be made manifested in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life in peace. Because the carnal minded is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in flesh, but spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is not none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit of life because of the righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Jesus from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, be debtors not to the flesh. Brethren, we are not debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit of mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness to the Spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, and heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be glorified with him. Let's go to Romans chapter number 1 and go from there. He said that there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. After the Spirit. You know, the Lord was dealing with me today because, you know, dealing with family, loved ones, and people that you connect with, and dealing with folks from different backgrounds and different areas. He dropped this in my spirit this morning, early this morning. He said, tell the people, the enemy is plotting to set your future back with guilt. The enemy is plotting to set your future back with guilt. The enemy is plotting to set your future back with guilt. You know, what the enemy wants to do to many of us is he's plotting to set your future back with guilt. Here you are, where you are at in the kingdom of God. The Lord have done supernatural miracles all week. The Lord have touched the lives of people in supernatural way. The Lord have opened up great doors in your life. The Lord has saved you and pulled you out of problems, addictions, and pain and issues. The Lord has given you everything that you need. The Lord has set you up to bless your life. But the enemy comes back to the scene of your mind and open up traps that comes that would, that you had in your past to bring you back. So he sits and the enemy is plotting to set your future back with guilt and shame. So many of us, we all know that where we at right now in this season of our life and the time that we are in the world, there is something coming, and it's coming quicker than you can imagine. And I told the people that everything that the enemy is doing right now in this window is he's creating, he's establishing, he's playing with thoughts, and he's creating fantasies, or he's bringing people around that are counterfeit. In other words, people who are counterfeit, they are individuals that are coming in the image that they're the one or the chosen one, or they coming as if they're part of, but the result of it is a lie or a delusion. Can I take you this way? Do you know many miracles that could have happened in people's lives is because of what people get from doctors or what they get from people or what the enemy play on their mind? And he plays on your mind that you would die because you heard that the cold or the sickness that you have in your body was the sickness that someone else had in their body. And he plays on you to make you feel that whatever happened to them will happen to you. But what he does not tell you is that their level of faith will overrule their level of fear. The enemy will create things in our mind and people in our minds to try to change us from the place of our future. The enemy is plotting against the thoughts and the will of the devil. He says it in Romans 8, there is therefore. The problem with most of us, we miss the word therefore. There is therefore now. No condemnation to those that do what? Walk after the spirit and not after the flesh. You know, when you cuss that person out, you should have kept walking. They took you out of the character. You know that what you dealt with in that person saying those things to you, you should have bust a move instead of sitting there becoming a bust down with that foolishness. You should have walked away and left. Then you sit here and say, you'd have made me lose my religion. Some of us need to let religion go and get into righteousness with God. If you get into right standing with God, you will not allow people to bring that stuff to you anyway. The devil is playing with the mind of the people. He's playing with people's minds. He's playing with the thoughts. He's playing with the intents of the heart, trying to bring things back to your life, trying to play on you for the Valentine's Day. He's trying to play on you 24 hours before. He's trying to tell you that person is not good, that person is not bad. He's trying to play with your emotions and your feelings and all of your thoughts to try to trap you back. He's trying to play through the media systems of the world to bring you back into the trap. That's why the Word of God says there is now, therefore, no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. So you have to ask yourself the question now, are you in God or are you in between? Good God Almighty. You got to ask yourself the question, are you in God or are you in between? Because if you in between, you're going to be tossed and waved. If you in between, you're not going to make up your mind. If you in between, you're not going to follow the Lord. If you in between, you're going to second guess damage. You're going to second guess destiny and keep messing with damage. If you in between, you'll be going on a roller coaster ride. If you in between, you're not going to make any decisions. If you in between, the devil will trick you. If you in between, success will not follow you. If you in between, the enemy will snap you. If you in between, you will lose your mind. If you in between, you will go bipolar. If you in between, you will have a schizophrenia period. If you in between, you will not do anything that God tell you because you're operating in the the in-between. Either you have to be on this side or that side in this season. You have to understand. He said, there is now no condemnation. Number one, under condemnation, write it down, is con artists. Number two, under condemnation, is damning you. Number three, under condemnation, is nation. The enemy want to con and damn your nation. That's why most of us, where we're going right now in the kingdom of God, the enemy is trying to make you feel unstable, unfit. He's trying to play on your mind because he's sending the con artist against you. Here you are, you then came to the 2022 year and survived the obituary year, survived the setup, survived the stress, survived the pressure, survived the mental attack, survived the emotional challenges, survived what you've been through to get to this place and let the enemy con you and try to damn you out of a nation that's inside your life. The devil is alive. He comes to break your will. And here's what he said here. He said, for the law of the spirit of life is in who? Christ Jesus, who made us free from the law of what? Sin and death. For what the law could not do. Look at what Yeshua did, what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. Because in the flesh, the law gave you no opportunity. So the letter killeth you. But when you had spirit, then you had liberty. Because when you come to understand the actual relationship that you have with God, you'll be able to understand your fellowship with your fellow believers in the kingdom of God. When you understand your relationship with God, you'll have a better relationship with believers to know who's with you. So if someone steps on your toe by accident, you don't let the chemical imbalances of where you came from previously begin to call you to snap on somebody in the fellowship because it was an accident. It was not intentional. But because some of us carry things in our spirit that we have not let go, we need other people to become our victim. But in this year, you will not become my victim. I told some of the people, I will not become a victim of your past man. I will not become a victim of your past husband. I will not become a victim of your past relationship. I will not become a victim of that. I will be a victorious person in the things of God. You can't become a victim and let people put a guilt shame on you. Let people make you feel bad about yourself. If God bless you and prosper you, stop letting the con artists come in manipulate you. If God brought you out of addiction, stop letting the con artists come back and manipulate you about what you didn't do or what you should have done. You had to stop letting the con artists con you out of your destiny. Look at somebody say, I'm not allowing the con artists to con me. There's a con man spirit in the land. The enemy is trying to con many of us. He's trying to con you. Out of things. Here you are, you doing everything as a mother, a father, and you're doing everything in your power, and you letting people con you. There's a con artist in the land. There's people operating as con artists. They with you, but they ain't with you. I guarantee you, get elevated. Move to the next level in God. Operate in another dimension. Flow in the spirit of God. You will find a lot of people that will become con artists. Why? Because they upset that God is using you. But you have to understand, only thing that they can bring up against you is the accusation of what you overcame from them. Preach, Matthew. When you overcome people, people will get upset with you. When you overcome people, people want to bring things back to you. When you overcome people, then people will try to tell you what you was and what you didn't do. But the devil is alive because you have fulfilled the mockery to get to the mark. Oh, I feel this thing this morning. See, when you fulfill the mark, everybody want to come back with mockery. Everybody want to tell you what you have done. See, the enemy want to sit there. And he want to get into the mind of many anointed people of God. And he wants to remind you of what you did in your past. He want to remind you how you had shortcomings in your past. Are you praying with me? Here's what he said here in verse number 3. He said, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. In other words, God allowed his son to take on the likeness of the sinful flesh. This is what he did. He was able to be tempted in all points. Now listen to this. He was able to be tempted in all points. That means that the mathematical equation of eternity brought down the mathematical equation of scientists, research, study, civic, biochemical, and anything else that comes in the volition of a mathematician. Whoa, preach, man. You got to understand that he said, well, pointed, he was tempted in all points, like as we were, yet he did not sin. He overcame, so he was able to sin, but at all points, when they came, he understood that he didn't put commas by mess. He put periods by mess. He didn't put comma by crazy stuff. He put periods by crazy stuff. He did not allow the enemy to be able to trap everything that was assigned to his greatness and his life and his destiny. So he was tempted in all points, like as we were, yet without sin. So that means now that when the enemy came in, everything that came in the law, he fulfilled it. He never did away with the law. Why do you have people want to argue over Old Testament and New Testament? Old Testament was the preparation of the revealed word, and then ultimately the fulfillment. Through Jesus, Yeshua, that fulfillment came through the word of God. But because of translators or translations of changing, we then get another revelation or some revealing word of what was placed in. So the believers now who are free and liberated from the things of the past, the enemy will come in and master your past, and he can never master your future. See, he will master your past, but he never master your future. Because if the enemy master your future, then he had the mind of God, and he does not have the mind of God. Because Romans, the word of God said in the book of Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. So he does not know your future. He only knows your past. God knows your future because God holds everything about you. God is the blueprinter of your future. What the enemy tries to do is he tries to master your past and bring back your past while you're walking into your future. Preach man, you got to break this crazy stuff down that people be preaching to you. You got to understand the devil can't dominate the future of God. God knows everything from the beginning and the end. He has the blueprint of the specification of all of us totally about our life. When you step into the presence of God, it's only when you begin to change partners, when you change from operating in the devil, then only thing Lucifer does, Luciferian does, ancient spirit does, mystic does, is they go back and they look at your record. That's why everybody have a case in the earth realm. But it's already been settled by Yeshua, because Yeshua already took on everything that we did. He took on all points. Trust you, people say, he took on all points. Every point that we've been through, he's taken them on. He's taken on all the points that we've been through. And so each of these points that we've been through, he's taken it on. So God is omnipotent. He's omniscient. And he's all-knowing about our life. The problem now is that the consequences of our action brings us back to the memory of our past. You know that you shouldn't have never made that move. You know You should have never went down that street. You know you should have never dated that monkey. Oh, excuse me. You know you should have never buried Bozo. I mean, excuse me. You know you should have never married just, I mean, Ruth. That spirit. You know you should have stayed in the place of God. If you would have stayed in the place of God, you would have never been caught up in where you are at now. That's why many people have a deja vu. The deja vu are really not deja vu. If you would obey God in years down the road, the person you see now who really should have been your mate or the person you connected to, you would have made the wrong decision and flesh wouldn't be condemning you now. That's why the enemy comes in to try to tell us what we cannot do when God had already filled it through his word or through the letter. The power of God is far greater than all of these things that the enemy is condemning us with to bring back over our life into lies. Look at that lying spirit. The devil is a lie. He's a lying spirit. He is a liar from the beginning. He's a liar from the end. He'll be a liar tomorrow. Do you think a liar gonna change? A liar is a liar. Once a liar, always a liar. It's a lying spirit. So to understand it, through the Spirit of God, here's what he said in that particular scripture there. He said in verse number 10, he said, for they that are after the flesh mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is what? Death. But to be spiritually minded is life in peace. Certain people don't have peace when you see them. The reason why they don't have the peace is because they don't have you. Can I talk to some real people? Might as well, since we're out there. Now, there's a piece of a pie. But if you got a whole pie, and somebody want a piece of your pie that you don't want to give them, they'll get mad. Am I right? So if you are a whole pie, let me put it in this way, and the whole pie was done perfectly. You picked the apples. You picked the cinnamon. You made the crust, and you put it in the oven. You bring the pie out of the oven, and somebody want a piece of your pie that you just work hard to prepare or to make. And what the enemy wants to do is make people make you feel bad about your whole pie. So what he does now is he comes back to ask for a piece of your pie. No. When you graduated to learn how to make your own pie, can I talk to people? When you know the recipe of how to overcome demonic people in your past, when they come back for what they wanted in the past, they cannot get it because you are now fulfilled it because you know who you are in God. Some of us, when God created us in a established us from his recipe, he made us so perfect that everybody want a piece of you. Everybody want part of you. Everybody want some of you. And then the enemy want to play on your path with people who once had connected to you or was with you. So what he does now is he tries to play on your path by making you feel guilty or shame. But the devil is a liar. You will not walk in a condemned nation. The carn artist will not carn you out of this season. The carn artist will not fool you in this season. The carn artist will not be able to manipulate you. That spirit of the enemy that wants to come in and pull you back in, you have the power and the authority to overcome his trap. So what the enemy does now is he makes you feel guilty. See, he'll come in and make you feel guilty. And when he comes in to make you feel guilty about something, then you'll feel bad. You'll feel bad. Well, I feel bad.
I may want to give them a chance, even though I know they messed me up, even though I know they try to destroy me. And you sit there and have the audacity to go to know that all of what God has done for your life and where he's taken you at in this season of your life, everything is about to change the entire way of your life. You're moving to a place in the things of God that will far outdo any trap of the hand of the enemy. So here's how the enemy gets most of us. This is how it does. He goes back to the religious elevation, the elevation of your religion. He takes you back to places in your life through people. And he uses those spiritual genres on us. So he used the spiritual theme on us. Like, here's a perfect example. You know, you're saved now, so you shouldn't feel the way you feel. You know, you make you think about, well, you know, I'm right. No, the devil is a lie. That's a deceptive purpose. Well, you know, now I know that you didn't let it go. Yes, I did. It does. But here's the power of God on you. So you mean to tell me you don't want to shake my hand? I said I wasn't shaking your hand. I said I wasn't hugging you. Just shaking my hand is just as good as a hug. No, shaking my hand is my hand. Give my hand, shake my hand. That's it. That's all. That's all we're going to do. Well, but aren't you a man that loves the Lord? Yes, I do. And I ain't a fool. See what the enemy wants to do. He wants to play you like a fool in the middle of coming out of the greatness of your life. You have to be very careful of this spirit of manipulation and deception and the traps that he will pull. Then what he'll do, he'll try to take you back to people that are new in your life, and he'll try to digress you back. That person you with now, could they do better than me? Excuse me, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? The person you with, they don't have what I have. Let me tell you something about the devil. Let me help y'all people. The devil. See, this spirit that's in operation knows he wants to pull you out of your character. He wants to manipulate you out of your character. And if he knows that he have a sign that he can manipulate you out of your character, then he can displace where destiny is headed. Let me say that again. He can displace where destiny is headed. So when you know that you're on that road where destiny is headed, you then sought the face of the Father. He comes in those little doorways, and he pulls you inside to play with the department of flesh when you are already completing the department of spirit. He wants to come in, and then he wants to make you feel less than. He wants you to feel like he's the one. He wants you to act as if you don't know what you're talking about. He wants you to make you feel like, well, if you're not in my church, you cannot make it. Why can I not make it? Because over here at this church, you learn everything here. Now, isn't it interesting? They can tell you you learn everything at their church, but they won't follow you. They won't follow what they're teaching you. Am I preaching? See, you have to understand, the enemy is plotting to set your future back with guilt. He's doing everything to plot against us right now. He's plotting against your thought process in your mind. Let's move on down here real quickly. Let's finish it on up. Here's what he said in verse number six. He said, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So the enemy wants to take your peace because you did not fall for the peace of the enemy. And when you stand on the word of God, God elevates you to this next level. I believe I mentioned to many of you, between February 5th and February 25th, there's some things that's going to start happening. And one of those things that is happening now is when the enemy notices that God is elevating you, he starts sending people in who wanted to be in on your greatness and wanted to be in on the phenomena to start coming in to manipulate you and create deception for you. See, the old trap that the enemy used to use through people, they are not working any longer. So what he does now is he sends new traps through different people, but the same thing. So he tries to manipulate you through those old ways and old characteristics. Let's read on down to verse number 7. Because the carnally minded or the carnal minded is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So the enemy, the moment he takes you out of your character and lets you start operating in flesh, the only thing that the enemy can do then is he begins to pull you back into those things where flesh ruled you at one point and one time. That's where Jesus said he was tempted in all points. That means the mathematical equation of the universe was allowed by Jesus to operate in all points. So therefore, when you sit there and say, Jesus did it, but I can't, that devil is a lie. You can do that in some. It's just that you have to tell your eyes to stop trying to dominate what your hearing has told you. Oh, man, I'm preaching today now. You have to stop allowing those eye gates to interfere with your inner sanctum of the frequency of eternity to master the power from his presence in eternity. You have to know right now where some of us are at this point. It is pivotal to graduate from all of those demonic spirits that have been played, been sent, and been used already. Satan is a user, and he had never stopped being a user. Some of the people in our past are users, and stop letting them use you. You know that person is a user. You know that person been using you. You know that they've been using you from the beginning. It's your self-esteem that keep going down to get somebody to pull you up. They didn't pull you up when you were already there and you came down. Why go back to a witch? Why go back to a warlock? Why go back to a Jezebel? Why go back to a liar? Why go back to a deceiver? You know who they were in the beginning. Now you want to go back to it again? Oh, no, the devil is alive. Because he's plotting. Oh, yeah, you some of you can't sleep at night. You hearing some whispers and chanters. And they're playing in your thoughts. You sitting there minding your own business in a deep sleep. All them, you jump up out of your sleep. What is that? Where is this coming from? Where is this coming from? Because that's that spirit. Because God is letting you tap into it. He's letting you feel what this enemy is that is plotting against your life. Read on down. Verse number nine. But ye are not in the flesh, but the spirit. If so, be that the spirit of God dwelleth in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of him. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit of life because the righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. This means that you'll be able to know the difference between what's right and what's wrong. Now, can I talk to parents today? I'm talking to some parents today. I'm talking to some real parents. If you ain't no parent, don't even, you might as well go to another page. If you're an inspiring parent, you want to stay here. Let me tell you something. Now, if God has delivered you from some things that you've been through concerning your children or concerning the things you overcame, and your children are grown men and grown women, and parents, listen to me. You mothers, if your son is a grown man, are you hearing me? And he's grown man, and he's living in your house, and he don't work a job. Let me finish. And he's telling you, a grown man, and you trying to talk about God gonna bless you with a man. Get out of here. He gonna bless you with a man of God. He gonna bless you with a man of God. And you got a grown man in your house, ain't doing nothing in the house, but then keeping you under guilt in your own house. I ain't done yet. Y'all stay here. Don't go nowhere yet. Can I talk to them about the daughter? Now, here you are. You done went out and got pregnant by the guy. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. You got pregnant. Now, you said you love him. He said he love you. Y'all together. Y'all did what y'all did. See, don't come and try to make me feel bad about my mistakes in my era. You made the booty call. You was in the room. You slept with Bozo. You slept with the clown. You slept with the fool. You made the mistake. Don't come over here trying to manipulate me into falling for the okey-doke. Y'all ain't ready for me. See, that's that spirit. Because, see, the enemy is trying to make us feel bad. He's trying to plot against your loving, your parenthood. He's trying to plot against your success. He's trying to plot against your neck. He's trying to plot against everything. God done brought you out of that. You didn't, here you are at your age. You don't even look like your age. You're succeeding. You're taking care of your health. You're doing everything in your life. You're making the right move in your life. You're succeeding and doing everything, and they're plotting against you. Even then, even the children are plotting against you. Cousins are plotting against you. Church people are plotting against you. Friends are plotting against you. Relatives are plotting against you. People want to plot against you. You doing everything in the things of God, plotting against you. And then talk about, well, I'm going to pray about it. No. Look, 2 weeks, let me tell you, what did Jesus do? He went down. He stayed in the grave 3 days and came up. All right, you got 3 days in the room, and 3 days you got to grave. You got to get up. See, you know why? Because, see, the enemy is doing everything in his power to break the will of us. He's plotting against you with guilt. He's plotting against you with shame. He's trying to pull you back into the game. He'll plot against sons and daughters. He'll plot. He'll use the children. You know how you got that a mother manipulate the child. Oh, you see your daddy? You go get his daddy and plot. You know, the kids are plot. You know, you got kids that are plot against your new relationship because they want you to with the father. Or the mother, they'll plot, all of these plots that are coming up, and you'll feel bad. You'll start feeling bad. Well, I guess I won't date nobody. The devil is a lie. I'll forget it. Don't worry about it. I'll wait enough. The devil is a lie. You can't waste your life allowing the enemy to plot. You got people in churches, in ministry, that continue to plot. The enemy is sending plots in to try to stop you. Plots over here. Plots over there. He's using plots. everything that he can to keep you from going to that next level in the things of God. God has designed you for this season. He has brought you to this place in the kingdom of God. You are at a pivotal crossroad in your life, and here you are getting ready to rise to the occasion. You're completing the project. You're succeeding, and he comes with another plot to try to set you back. But look at the person next to you and say, you will not plot against me. As a matter of fact, you can't trap destiny. You too anointed for the enemy to trap your destiny. He pulled you out of that. He succeeded you. Some of you at a crossroad. You're at that crossroad. You're right there. Here you are. You're right there. You're right there at the crossroad. Then he comes right before you. Plotting. He's plotting to pull you right back into it. All of the success that God has given you now, you then came out of the sickness. You then overcame the drama. You then worked hard these years. And then he plots against you. Some of the plots that we're dealing with right now are plots you never even thought would happen. Things you didn't even expect. He's at the crossroad of it right now in our life. To try to pull us, plotting. And he's trying to pull you back. To make you feel bad. At this pivotal road, this is a word for somebody right now. I'm prophesying. I'm done now. There's somebody. If I'm a prophet of God today, in the next 72 hours, and some of you in the next 24 hours, your whole entire life, God is taking you somewhere in your relationship with him. There's a letter that's going to come in the mail. There's an opportunity of a lifetime that you're right in the middle of. You didn't come on this page by accident. You're in the middle of the greatest, one of the greatest truths and move of your life, where the enemy in this window is plotting to set your future back with guilt. Hear me. Hear me really clearly. I woke up this morning, and I'm telling you, my elder picked me up from the airport yesterday morning. Yesterday was 2:30 driving to the airport to get home. And my elder picked me up. I didn't even know he had me at my house. As soon as I got into the, came into this 14-degree weather, I almost told, said, let me go right back into this airport and give me another ticket and go right back. Got in the car. Instantly, I dozed off. I didn't even know I was home. The enemy is doing everything right now in his power to pull some of us back. I want to kind of share something with the people. Because some things you don't share with everybody for the sake of a testimony to help somebody. This will help somebody. As a believer, man of God, when you know you're at this pivotal road, I can be honest, at a road of elevation you never been, you get afraid. Stay with me, don't go anywhere. You get afraid. Because if you ever been in a place in your life where God blesses you, but for some reason you fall back, backslide, you go through a challenge, you've been there, or even people in your life who were with you at that time made you fall. When God brings you to this elevated place again in your life, and you've been here, but it's bigger than before, the plot is on. Hear me now. Hear me, because some of you, I'm telling you, some of you, you at a pivotal crossroad right now. And literally, hear me, please hear me say this. Woo. I'm telling you, God. You had a pivotal role where you see the power of God getting ready to move in your life. There's somebody here. And the enemy sends a plot right before your face. Somebody follow me on this. You know that you are one of the most powerful moves in history. And you may never get it back again. You may never reach it again, but you're there. That enemy is plotting. He's plotting things. He's plotting to break you at this road. And when God is getting ready to take you somewhere, and you don't even know what it is, but you feel it in your shadow. You know in your shadow, this is the one that's going to launch you into the things of God. He will send that demonic spirit to try to break your will. And you don't have people you can talk to. You don't have people you can have a conversation with. You don't have people you can trust. I'm not talking to real people today. And the people you feel you can talk to, you cannot, because you know they don't hold water. And they can't handle tea. And you don't drink caffeine, so don't worry about coffee. At this pivotal place of your life, that stronghold of the enemy wants to make you go down the wrong road, or he'll play on your thoughts, or he'll send people in at this pivotal place of destiny. And at this pivotal place, everything is at stake. Family, ministry, finances, you name it. You can write a list. He pulls everything at you to drive you back and pull you into the things. That's why he woke me up, and I heard it so clear. It was so clear in my spirit. It was so in me to the point where I heard the word of the small voice that the enemy is plotting to set your future back with guilt. I'm like, man. And he said, he's doing it to many of my people right now for where I'm taking you. So he said, warn the people. The window that you're in right now, he's coming. He's going to send phony sons, phony daughters. He's going to send people in your ministry that you're going to need for a certain area of your ministry that you think is going to be powerful for your ministry, but it's going to set you back. He's going to send relationships when you really don't need it. You can deal with the ones you have. He's going to open up doors where certain children, family members are going to sneak in the back door. You ever had a big event and everybody paid for their ticket, but it's family members that feel they should get a ticket or get it at half price, and you sitting there saying, if they just only know, but then they make you feel bad and say, well, I'm your sister, I'm your brother, you know, we're family, we like that, we'll still pay the full price. but we grew up together. I'm talking about all of these things. This is for somebody right now. This is for you, man of God. This is for you, woman of God. You at that road. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna tell you how God gave it to me. God bless you, Mother Loretta. Bless you, woman of God, kingdom leader. Y'all, let me cry. Let me get it out, because I'm telling. And this is how it was. I was in the spirit realm, and I can literally see. I could see an angel coming down, but on his way down, something was blocking it. I'm telling you, it was blocking it. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute, hold on. And I was just like this. I'm like, hold on, it's right there. It was blocking it. And then I started, all of a sudden, I just started feeling, I'm like, wow. I said, well, God, why are you, it's almost like you were talking to God, Lord, but this is mine. And what the Lord, when I came through, the Lord said, you're dealing with a principality that's blocking. Stay in the place, Matthews. But now watch what happened. As soon as the angel was on his way down, Saint, and it was getting ready to manifest, the enemy sent another spirit in. But if I was vulnerable and I fell for the trap, God, good God Almighty. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So immediately when the angel was coming down to move, there's another fallen angel fights that angel. And then this one comes swooping in through a spirit, came right on through. But if you're not strong in God and walking in the spirit, you'll fall for the flesh. Just before the darkest hour, let me say this, come just before the break of day. Somebody right now, this 72 hours, listen to me, and for some 24 hours, and this is for a business person, this is for a person dealing with a relationship, this is for a person ministering. Now, you put yourself in that category. And this is for somebody that the door is getting ready to swing open for you. I'm prophesying to somebody. This is a door that's going to swing open for you. In this window that you're in, don't get impatient. Don't fall for the okie doke. Don't let that person backdoor you. Whew, God. Don't let them bless you for what they want from you. Don't let her bless you for what she wants from you. Hold on, because what God is going to do, I'm telling you, is she's moving, but it's a plot. It's a plot from the enemy right now. And that plot will set you back 5 years, another 10 years, another 15 years, another 6 months. Where you're going right now is very pivotal to have your mind focus on God, because he's opening. There's a door. Oh, thank you, God. I can see it right there. There it is, right there. There's four people. Here it is. Four people. I see it. Four people. There's four of you. Four of you. There's a door getting ready to manifest tomorrow for you. There's just four people. I just saw it. I saw this thing come across my face. I saw the number. I saw four. F F-O-U-R, four people. This is for four people. Now, you put yourself in that category. There's a door getting ready to blow open. And I promise you before God, this is something you've been waiting for. And it's for some, it's almost been, it's like a, some, this one like almost 5 years. This is almost 8 months. This is almost like 6 years. It's getting ready to overtake your life and move on your hand, on your behalf. But the enemy has plotted, and his plot is to set you back with guilt and don't want you to get to this next place. Elijah said these words in 2 Kings 7 and verse number 1. He tells the Lord for which the king leans on. Now listen to this. In Samaria, there was a famine. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There was a famine. So there was no food in the place. Now, where you at right now, there's nothing happening at this very moment. But by this time tomorrow, that money, that grant, that paperwork that you've been waiting for, that call from the lawyer, hey, God Almighty, the call from the lawyer, that, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost, I'm seeing it, it's coming down like an email right now, that payment, that payoff is on its way. So be very careful who you lean on. Elijah tells the Lord that by this time tomorrow will a shackle of flour be sold in the gate, 2 shackles of barley in the gate of Samaria. And the Lord for which the king leans on answereth the man of God. Oh, I'm prophesying. Somebody will just answer tomorrow. It's tomorrow. Some in the next 72 hours. Because everything that's coming at us is to break you, is to plot, is to manipulate you, is to take you out, is to destroy you, is to get you to be set back, is to get you to not be at that place, that location. It's a plot by the enemy to hold you bound. So he said, by this time tomorrow, you will see in the gate the success of what you waited for, what you prayed for, what you fasted for, what you leaned on God for, what you trusted the Lord for, what God put in your heart, what you saw in the vision, what you had in that revelation. It's going to be tomorrow for you. You have to know it's yours, and it's not about anybody else. But you have to be very careful who you lean on in the middle of receiving a life-changing word for your life, your purpose, and your destiny right now. Right now, you in that window. Right now, you at that place. You have to be careful who you lean on. Because I'm telling you, you'll get a call from the lawyer. You'll get a call from that person. You'll get news that thing is over. You might get a letter in the mail. The loan is paid off in full. Don't worry about it. I'm telling you. Four of you, I see it. By this time tomorrow, I'm telling you, your life, what was dangled on, something's about to transpire. So I told the Lord today, I tell you, I'm telling you, I had to break a loose. Hear me, thanks to God. I had to break a loose. Thanks to God, I had to get by myself. I'm about to lose it. And I got by myself. I'm telling you, I'm going to be honest. I was not going to preach today. I can tell people that. I was going to preach. I called my elder and said, look, somebody got to preach today. Y'all, somebody got to stand in my stead. Let me tell you something. Listen to me, people of God. See, you in this place, you in the place where I'm at in the kingdom. This ain't a popular place to be in. It ain't popular. It's not popular. This is helping somebody. So when I saw the angel come down, and I'm like, oh, man, okay, God. Yes, all right, Lord. All of a sudden, it disappeared. I'm like, whoa, because it's a war. It's a plot. The enemy wants right in the middle of it, right in the middle of destiny, right in the middle of a great moment. Matter of fact, I don't even know why I'm telling y'all this. I'm going to give y'all an opportunity. Those who right now, I'm going to give y'all an opportunity to sow a seed into this moment, right? This is an opportunity for somebody to be a blessing right now. This is your opportunity. This is a window for you. This is a prophetic window I'm in right now. I'm going to finish this up. I'm going to finish it up, but I'm going to stop right now. And y'all don't see me do this. I don't usually do this. Right here. This is a window you in right here. This is your prophetic window. This is a declaration window here. I want you to call it to tomorrow seed now. I want you to call this seed the tomorrow seed now. I want to give you opportunity. It's called the tomorrow seed now. You can sow into this seed right now. Call it the tomorrow seed now. And I'm Administrator Brian, we on here. She on here. And we something happened. We was in Montgomery, Alabama. And she can get a testimony. It's on her Facebook page. I can testify. The doctor was getting ready to cut the leg off of her sister. We came into the hospital. I'm telling you, that's what I'm telling you, faith of God. When God takes you into a dimension, it's called the tomorrow seed now. Listen to me. This is absolute truth. This is truth. This is the word of God. Minister, you can put it on your page too. They said tomorrow they were going to cut her leg off. I'm in the hospital with Margaret Bryant Cooper, in pain. I'm sitting there. I'm like, Lord, my heart is heavy. Hear me say, I'm heavy. I ain't saying nothing to none. I'm in there. Administrator Bryant was sitting on the other side and already dealing with an issue with one of my daughters. Heavy. So I'm asking God for all of these things at one time. And I'm telling you, saints of God, this is for somebody. You right there. You right at that tomorrow seed now. You at that tomorrow seed right now. This is for you right now. You sowing into the tomorrow seed now. This is for somebody right now. We leave the hospital. We get in the van and leave. Go back to my hotel. Praying for other people, and I'm challenging you all today, because I want to challenge you all to sow the 122 seed. That's the 122 seed that I told you about in the beginning of the year. This was the seed in the beginning of the year. I'm telling you, the 122 seed right now. It's called the tomorrow seed now. Call God for record. I call God for record on this seed. The woman of God. We get a call early in the morning. What time was that Administrator Brian? I get a 5 a.m. call, five or six. They call. We all praying. We praying. Now, people don't know. We pray. We get a call. Listen to this thing. The blood in her leg starts flowing. I'm okay with this. The blood starts flowing. The blood starts flowing in her leg. See, when you have faith in God, see, people don't understand the tax that you get. All right, pull it together. God started moving. What meant what the enemy plotted to cripple you, it won't happen. What the enemy plotted to do to my daughter, it did not happen. What the enemy set up for my life, it didn't happen. Because you have to trust God. See, behind this face you see here, behind the power you see here, the warfare is great because you're standing on a lie. Have you ever been in a place where you standing up for your enemy? Your enemy gonna kill themselves, but you standing between your enemy from taking their self out to save them, and you end up hurting because of your enemy. I'm trying to hold it together. The tomorrow today seed. This is for you, man of God. This is for you, pastor. This is for you, apostle. This is for you, woman of God. This is your tomorrow today seed. This is the one you've been waiting for, Evangelist Diane Pryor. I haven't forgotten you. God's been having me pray for you, a woman of God. I've been praying for you, Diane Pryor. You couldn't even leave my spirit. I'm telling you, it's like the Lord was telling me he's doing something in you. He's doing it right now in you, right now. This is for somebody. You couldn't leave my spirit. Brother Kelsey, my barber, who do my hair, God has you in my spirit. I'm just calling on some people that the Lord had in my spirit, that's in my heart, that I couldn't shake some people, couldn't shake. And the Lord was saying, that you're standing with the people. This is called the tomorrow today seed, what I'm sharing with you now. Matter of fact, my good friend, Apostle Jacob, the Lord had dropped you in my spirit as well. He had you in my spirit. Sister Tina, you were in my spirit. You were one of the ones that was in my spirit. These are people I'm calling off. That I was standing there, Evangelist Marshall, you were there. Some of you other ones, Alan Patterson, you were really heavy in my spirit. We didn't talk, but God, he said, these are people. There are people in your sister Nia Parks. You were in my spirit too. I was in my spirit, and I'm talking about when I was praying. It's like the Lord was saying, you're right there. And many people didn't know I was attacked. I was being attacked because it's like I'm sitting there holding back. You know, you're holding back because you're fasting and you're praying and you're standing in that place. And you're standing there in the stand and you can't talk to anybody. Sister Wanda, I was praying for your family too, had your family there. Sister Alexis, the Lord had just dropped you. I just like, you just shot across my face. Daughter's like, shoot, you came across my face. I'm like, wow, God, what's going on there? It's like came across my face. And so all of these things were happening all at once. And at that one time, I was standing in a place. And when it came down, and I told you the angel was on his way. I saw it just as clear as day. Because I was telling my minister, I said, Minister Brian, something's going to happen. I'm telling you, I see it, I believe, I'm telling you, it's going to happen. And God took me into the spirit to see it. And just when it was coming down, it's like, I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. What about me? I'm like, what about me? And then the enemy sent another spirit right across. Because if I would have decided to choose the counterfeit, to choose the plot, I can do what I'm doing today. So there's, for some of you right now, you at that pivotal road right this day. You at that pivotal place where your miracle is happening. You at that pivotal place by this time tomorrow. That thing you didn't expect, you're going to have it. I'm telling you right now, when they were getting ready to cut her leg off, we get the call. The stents were in there. Things were running. Matter of fact, Sister Valerie Downing, you were one of the ones that really at the top of the list that God had me praying for you. He had me praying for you. I couldn't get your call at that time because we were in the hospital, but the Lord had you in my spirit, and it's almost like whatever's going on inside you, the Lord was, it's like the Lord is repairing some things. You know, he's doing some things in the people, and he's moving over them. Sister Mary Teasley, the Lord called, the Lord gave me this word for you, and this is powerful. The Lord said, you're standing between life and death for a lot of people. Matter of fact, you're the last source. You're the last resource for many people. And so why God have you at that place? He have you in a powerful, pivotal place. That's why he have you blowing the shofar. You know, that's why your business projects are all getting ready to succeed. Oh, good God Almighty, I feel this thing now. It's right there. It's right there. So you're there. Some things that have been held up will no longer be held up because of what God is doing. I'm give you the opportunity, saints. Go ahead and put the information up there. I want to give you opportunity to sow into this tomorrow, today seed. The tomorrow, today seed. And that $122, that tomorrow, today seed, I promise you. I call God for record on this one. I saw it in the spirit. I'm telling you, I was in the spirit up there. And as soon as the angel, it was coming down. And I'm telling you, saints of God, it was right there. I could see it as clear there. And it disappeared. Because it was in a war. The another angel was warring with the angel. Warring with it. Because God was moving. And it's like, and I'm telling you, Mario still got a two leg. My daughter's still here. Some of you, God is moving over you. That place that God is doing for you, Sister Katrina Connolly, is already done. The Lord is moving over that right now. It's already happening for you this moment, for this hour, with the enemy. Don't miss this move, I'm telling you. Don't miss this thing to God. I'm telling you, don't miss it. I'm going to be honest. I almost missed it. I'm a transparent preacher. I can tell many of you, I almost missed it because of the glory of God. I almost missed it. I'm telling you. You ever been in a place where you had to run for your life? But I'm telling you, the enemy plots to set your future back with guilt. So you're right there. You're right there. You're right there, man of God. You're right there, woman of God. You're at that place of where God have you at. In the name of the Lord. In the name of those who will sow that seed, that $122 seed, it's called the tomorrow today seed. Your miracle is in that tomorrow today seed. It is so in the name of the Lord. It is so. Father, I stand on the word of God. I stand on that word of God today. I thank you for bringing me into that place. I loose the word of God over Mother Dwight right now. Woman of God, I speak over your life right now. This powerful word over you, woman of God. I decree and declare the glory of the latter house will be greater than that of the former in this decision, woman of God, for you. I decree it right now in the name of the Lord for you right now. For you right now, for your family. Sister Peter Gay, right now, in the name of the Lord, I decree this seed right now. I decree it right now. Pastor Sewell, for you, woman of God, the ministry, this is for somebody right now. This is for you all right this moment. That gap, that planet, that place you've been in, this is for you today. This is for your life today. This is yours today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I'm telling you. Please share this with others. Let others get this message today. If I could tell you, I minister the word of God, this is a powerful one, Sister Debbie Ward. This is for you. I'm telling you, I believe me, saints of God. I wouldn't be, because I told you, I wasn't going to do this today. I would have missed all of you, I wouldn't have even saw you today, because I'm telling you, this is that time, because something is coming and God is opening up this portal. This is your portal. This is your tab. This is yours right here. I'm telling you, and I can say this with no problem. When I tapped into the spirit, many things were open. And I didn't, a lot of stuff I wasn't for myself. I'm like, God, do it for them. Do it for mother. Do it for the woman of God. Do it for the son. And the enemy hit me because I'm standing, people. I'm telling you, I'm standing. Somebody. Whew. Hallelujah. Because of the hand of God. Because, see, people don't see the behind. They don't see the behind the scenes. They only see what's in the forefront. The behind the scenes. Standing today. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Look, you, Administrator Brian put it on the page. She put it on the page. See, when the enemy walk in and put a gun to your door to hit and shoot it and it don't go off, hey, God Almighty. Woo, with God Almighty. See, I'm going to tell you something. You standing in the sea. You see, some of you standing. You don't know. See, you don't know what God had people standing in the gap for you, for that car accident, for what the enemy want to do. Woo, I got to go, y'all. I got to go. I'm going to give you opportunity to sow that seed. Come on, y'all, go ahead and do it. This is the real deal. This is the real deal, Saint. This is the real deal. You need to sow that 122. You need to be sowing that seed right this moment. There's some of you still waiting and delayed. You need to sow that 122 seed. It's called the tomorrow today seed. See, that seed that was sown, tapping in that gap. Because, see, I did not know when I was tapping in that gap in the spirit realm, the enemy was trying to stop. So I can lose my grip of my power of God and everything that I had. Ooh, good God Almighty. Ooh, glory, glory. I'm done. I told you I'm done. I'm done. I got to prepare for our service tomorrow, today. Whew. Because you trust God. You trust God. You trust God. You have your trust God. See, see, you can be 1,300 miles away. Got to tap in the spirit and snatch the hand of the enemy. He'll snatch death. He'll eradicate a murder sentence. He'll go in the spirit realm. Because the enemy wants you to feel guilty, and he doesn't want you to have what you have. The power for somebody right now. This is yours. This is your moment. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless you, Sister Love. Bless you on today. I speak and decree and declare. Thank you for praying for me. Thank you, saints of God. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Angel. I've been praying for you, woman of God. I saw your cry on Facebook. I saw your tears. I'm not there. I can't say I know what you're going through, but I can feel the pain. I can feel the pain because I'm standing with so many of you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord today. Father, we thank you. We thank you right now. We thank you. We thank you for another day. We thank you for moving. We thank you for your power. The plot didn't work. Look at somebody say, the plot didn't work. Oh, good God. God, give me a message for this morning, saints, already. Hey, thank you, Lord Jesus. When the plot didn't work, good God Almighty. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. When the plot didn't work, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Write that down. Write that down on your page. Write that. When the plot didn't work. Go ahead, write that down. When the plot didn't work. Whew. See, somebody's supposed to have been at a funeral, preparing for the funeral, but the plot didn't work. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Brother James. Bless you on today. Whew. The plot didn't work. It didn't take you out of here. It didn't destroy you. It didn't break you. It didn't make you lose your mind. The plot didn't work. Because of the power and the glory of God on you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The plot didn't work. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The plot didn't work. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Bless the Lord today. All right, people of God, we're thanking God for you on today. We're honoring the Lord. We're honoring the Lord for what he's doing. Ah, yeah, that about shot ever. Woo! Tell me, you can't tell me a full-loaded gun with all the bullets in got to stop it. You can't tell me when a doctor wanted to cut your leg off the next day, he can't stop it. You can't tell me you can be in the hospital and you're out of breath and God can't do it. You can't tell me you when you came off drugs and they find you 3 days in the house and you're still alive and God didn't do it. You can't tell me God can't do what he's doing. There's a miracle happening. God then brought you out of it and made you who you are today in the name of the Lord. I bless you on today. We thank God for you. Go ahead, people of God. Sow into that seed today. This is your, it's the powerful seed today. The enemy plotted to set your future back with you, but it didn't work. It didn't work. Hallelujah. That didn't work. You hit it. The Lord blocked it. Amen. Oh, glory to God. I'm telling you. Those of you, you can do that now. Bless you on today. Hallelujah. All right, Administrator Bryant, thanks to the Most High. God, I don't even know where farther to go. I'm just released that right now. Hold on to that. Those of you who are listening in, join us. Some of you getting ready to do your broadcast live. Love you, sons and daughters, men and women of God. Bless you. I'm telling you, we're getting ready for our 11 o'clock service. If you're in our city, join us in our sanctuary today. I'm telling you, man, that thing, whatever that is, just lifted off of me. I can tell you, just sharing today, it lifted. I felt something lift. It lifted off of me. But we're looking to see you, Restoration Family. We're looking to see you today at 11 o'clock. So we're letting the service go. Whatever the Lord do, Elder Hunter, my elders on here, we just letting the Spirit of the Lord guide. If I come to the pulpit and just walk in the service and start preaching, I'm going to preach my way in and out of the door. Because I'm putting the word together right now. The plot didn't work. Look at somebody say, the plot didn't work. The enemy plotted. The plot didn't work. Whatever he tried to do, the plot didn't work. So you want to get in the place, get your seat in the building. We'll be there sharing the word of God today. And bless the Lord. All right, Administrator Rita Bryant, come on in, woman of God. Thanks to God. We love you all. Thank you, Brother Kelsey. Thank you, people of God. Bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah. May the Lord navigate you and keep you all on today. I'm telling you, I'm told the people, those who are sowing that tomorrow, today seed, that tomorrow, today seed, you can go sow that $122 to tomorrow, today seed. I'm encouraging you, I admonish you, and I take God at his word today, what he's going to do for you all, thank to God, all right? Bless you, love you immensely. See you at an 11 o'clock service. Be blessed on today. Come on in, Administrator Rita Bryant, make those announcements with us real quickly. Come on in, Administrator Rita Bryant, we bless you on today. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Dr. Matthew. God bless everyone that's listening in this morning. Please keep the following dates in mind. February 19th through the 20th, Dr. Matthews is on his way to Newport News, Virginia, to What's Love Empowerment Conference.
Administrator Bryant, you want to really quickly give them...
just a child when I felt the Savior leading. I was drawn to what I could not understand. And for the cause of Christ, I have spent my days believing that what He'd have me be is who I am. As I come to see the weaker side of me, I realize His grace is what I'll need. When sin demanded justice for my soul, mercy said,